Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the first Red Bricks Radio podcast, live from the Mule office. Tonight, we've got a great show in store. We've got Rich, Tom, and MP from the Mule, who are going to talk about some of their latest articles that they've got on the website. We've got Nathan, who's going to play us a few tunes, and we've got producer Mick, who's helping with the technical stuff, and he's going to be doing his own little bit of the show later on. So without further ado, I'll hand you over to Rich, who's going to be asking Mike a few questions about Levantune swimming baths, I think.
Yeah, good evening, Tim. Thanks for that. And good evening to all the listeners, or I suppose if you're podcasting this any time of day that you want to listen to it. We've got a really interesting week coming up, and with a few marches coming down on the Saturday and so on. But before that, we're looking on the previous week, where it's been quite interesting. We've had the start of one campaign, we've had one campaign with a very interesting ending, and we've had a campaign that's been going on for the past 8 years and still see the outcome. So without further ado, Mike, how are you doing? You had an interesting week?
Yes, I have actually. It's been really interesting what's been going on in Manchester on a level of community campaigns, in particular against the cuts that the council's trying to impose.
Really? What have you got for us this week?
Well, the first one, and this happened on Monday, it was Levantune Baths. Now, the baths had been targeted by the council for closure as part of its budget proposals because, as I'm sure you know, the council has to cut 25% of its budget. That means a lot of things are going to be cut. And so they announced at the start of February, just 3 weeks ago, the things that were going to be hit. Levantune Baths is quite an old building, so the council decided they were going to close it, and that would save them just under £300,000 a year. However, people started organising straight away. They were really annoyed, and they felt that it was going to really detriment the community. And in just 3 weeks, they've managed to run this incredible campaign, and they actually forced the council to reverse the decision, and that's in just 3 weeks.
So take us a bit through this campaign. What have they done? Like, did they send the email to Richard Leese and he got quite a lot and listened to it, or did anything else happen?
No, it was really grassroots what happened. So it started off on the, I think it was February the 18th, that was when the budget proposals came out. And I spoke to a lady this week called Rachel Howe, and she was one of the organisers. And she said to me she was just going into the baths to use the gym, and she saw a couple of ladies outside on the steps, and they were holding a big sign saying, "Save our baths." And she said to them, "What's all this about?" They told her that the baths are going to close, and they thought, like, you know, this just can't happen. It's going to really hurt our community. And there happened to be a reporter outside who was taking photographs, and this is at 2 o'clock, and the reporter said to them, "I'm going to be back at 6 o'clock with the TV crew. Can you get some people down?" And in those 4 hours, using only the mobile phones and Facebook and Twitter, they managed to get over 200 people down to the steps. And it just snowballed from there, and they managed to build a massive campaign. The following Saturday, after that Tuesday, they got 600 people down to a march that walked along Stockport Road in Levantune, and it got bigger and bigger.
Wow, so there's a real community feeling behind this. It's a bit strange because the council report mentioned that it wasn't fit for purpose and that it was a bit old and decrepit. Like, what did the people of Levantune think about that?
Well, it's funny you mention that because the report also said that it was underused. Now, I've had about 2,000 people sign a petition saying that they're completely opposed to it. And on Monday night, after the council reversed the decision, there was a big street party outside the baths, and there was about 50, 60 people. And that was at like 5:30 in the afternoon on a really chilly February day. So it goes to show how important it is.
Wow, that sounds absolutely fantastic. So is it going to stay open forever now, or is it only a period of grace for a couple of years?
Well, it looks like it could be a temporary reprieve. What the council have said is that they're going to give it 2 years, during which time they're going to commission a report to decide whether they will renovate the baths or build a new facility. When I spoke to Rachel, she said what was amazing was it showed how the baths really act as a multicultural centre, and also brings together lots of different parts of the population in Levantune. So she said she has now made friends with people in the over 50s club, old ladies who are like 90 and still go swimming and using the centre.
Like mums, bums and tums?
Yeah, stuff like that. She said also it's one of the few places in Manchester that gives a lot of dedicated time to allow Muslim women and their children to go swimming, because of course, you know, people of certain religions don't want to expose themselves in front of the opposite gender.
Right, so it's a real community resource that anyone can go down and use. And it's,
well, you have to pay.
Oh, you have to pay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, as much as anyone can get anything for free in this time. Right, yeah, thanks for that, Mike.
Okay, I think we're going to have a tune now from Nathan. What are you playing for us, Nathan?
Union Man by Clayton Blizzard.
More things change.